This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I have a saying, the garden is no place to stress for success, but to soak up some sun and renew your spirit. I really do feel this way. Not only does gardening relieve stress, but it gives us a wonderful opportunity for fresh air, some exercise, and of course, fresh produce. I love the feel of soil in my hands, the thrill of harvesting that first juicy tomato. I pop that in my mouth without even a thought to sharing it. I know there's more to come. Gardeners now come in all habitats, especially during 2020. From suburban to urban, sprawling landscapes to high-rise patios, more and more people are interested in growing their own. That means that hybridizers from seed and plant companies are busy creating more compact plants with high yields. It also means that people are more and more aware of their environment and want to make a difference or be more healthy themselves, which leads to a better environment. With that, the science of creating vegetables with higher nutrient values and more antioxidants has exploded. Those same companies are offering a multitude of new varieties aimed at the demand for the above qualities plus flavor. They're also working on varieties that are easy to grow. Keep in mind that that's relative. Easy to grow for some isn't always easy for others. Our climate sometimes makes gardening an extreme sport. Flowers offer beauty, but what more do they give? Research suggests that they actually bring us happiness. At Rutgers University, they found the effects of something called the Duchenne smile. It's the smile that reaches the eyes. A real smile happens when people see flowers. They discovered that the sight of fresh flowers can even help people with depression. Check out my website, gardenbite.com, for information, links, and much more. And find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.